In a world where we often face misunderstandings and false accusations, how do we stay grounded in our faith? Padre Pio too faced such trials, with rumors and accusations weighing heavily on him. But through it all, his faith grew ever stronger. Join me as we explore this challenging chapter in his life.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today I'd like to share with you a particularly difficult chapter in Padre Pio's life. Drawn from Renzo Allegri's book, Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us. We're diving into a period in the later half of the 1920s when the persecution of Padre Pio intensified, fueled by a storm of false accusations. It was a troubling time, marked by civil defamation lawsuits and absurd rumors, much of which, surprisingly, originated from the local clergy and even the Bishop of Manfredonia. Now, we won't dwell too long on these painful and degrading events, as they don't reveal the true nature of Padre Pio. However, these accounts are important because they shed light on the immense suffering he unjustly endured. So, to give you a sense of the hostile environment Padre Pio lived in during those years, let's look at some of the most shocking accusations made against him by his enemies. These were reported in letters sent to the Holy Office. Renzo Allegri shares. Padre Pio was accused of living surrounded by young women infatuated with him. It was said he had obtained permission to have a bed in the guest quarters, where, feigning illness, he often spent the nights assisted by young women. On one occasion, when he fainted, the women supposedly undressed him to see his stigmata, and in a state of ecstasy and intoxication, indulge in languid and endless kisses. Furthermore, his slanderers claimed that Padre Pio frequently caressed his favorites, and they provided him with fine linen and delightful perfumes. Now, doesn't that just sound completely absurd? According to these rumors, Padre Pio was living in luxury. They claimed he perfumed himself, used precious ointments to style his hair, and wore a habit made of luxurious fabric, rather than the simple, coarse cloth typical of friars. Instead of the usual sandals, they said he wore fine leather boots. They even went as far as saying that his cell had been lavishly renovated, complete with a luxurious floor, comfortable armchairs, and a soft bed with springs. To make matters worse, his accusers claimed that the other friars at San Giovanni Rotondo were complicit in all this, that they knew everything but agreed to keep quiet. They were accused of inventing miracles to attract people and make money, even paying journalists and the town mayor to spread these false stories. In other words, they claimed that everyone around Padre Pio was in on the game, but it didn't stop there. Padre Pio's own family was also targeted. One of the slanderers, Canon Giovanni Miscio, compiled these rumors into a manuscript, including shameful stories about one of Padre Pio's sisters. Aware that publishing the book could land him in serious trouble, he instead openly boasted about the manuscript in hopes of intimidating Padre Pio's family into paying him to prevent its release. This was an obvious extortion attempt. When Michele Forgione, Padre Pio's brother, learned about this manuscript, he was horrified. He said, "I only have 500 lire, but I will sell all my land to ensure Padre Pio does not suffer further." His dedication is truly touching, but thankfully some of Padre Pio's friends stepped in to help. They guided Michele, collaborated with the police, and exposed the scam. In the end, Canon Miscio was caught, arrested, and eventually convicted. Despite the absurdity of all these slanders, Allegri notes that Padre Pio's accusers felt protected and confident in their lies. They had friends among the Monsignors of the Holy Office, which gave them credibility in Rome. Meanwhile, the friars at San Giovanni Rotondo tried their best to defend themselves. But, being good-hearted and somewhat naive, they struggled to effectively present their case. Their superiors, more concerned about avoiding conflict with the Holy Office than defending the truth, offered little support. However, some laypeople, friends of Padre Pio, decided that enough was enough. They openly fought back against the slanderers, despite Padre Pio's own counsel to endure these trials patiently. It was indeed a tumultuous time. End of story. I'd like to conclude this video by saying that these slanderous occasions and persecutions against Padre Pio remind us of how closely he followed in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, who also endured false accusations and great suffering. It's clear that this turbulent time in Padre Pio's life only strengthened his bond with Christ, deepening his own experience of suffering and humility. It's not uncommon for saints to face such trials. Many saints have undergone intense scrutiny and persecution. Saint Ignatius of Loyola faced imprisonment, yet he remained steadfast in his faith. These stories inspire us to persevere through our own struggles, trusting in God's plan and drawing closer to Jesus through every hardship. And let us not forget that Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, suffered immensely throughout her life. She understands suffering profoundly, and we can always turn to her for comfort and support, just as Padre Pio himself did in moments of trial. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.